We are learning Masechet Chulin, Daf Pei Zayin Omid Beis, and we are beginning the Mishnah on the bottom of the Daf Pei Zayin Omid Aleph, new Mishnah. Timing the halachis of Kisei Adam. Zok the Mishnah, Dom Shenisar B'mayim, if the blood got mixed with water, let's say a shechted over a pail of water got mixed into water, and Yesh Boi Maris Dam, if there is a color of Dam in the water, Chayav L'chaseis, that means the Dam is not bottle, it's still nicker, still recognizable, the Dam there, and therefore you Chayav to do Kisei Adam. What about Nasar of a Yayin? Yayin is red, so now you're not going to be able to tell how much dam is there. So is it a bottle or not? So Rayin Oisoi, Kilu Hu Mayim. You look at the Yayin, the wine, it's Kilu, it's water, and you know the formula, how much dam in water is still nicker. So the same thing with wine. Let's say in a gallon of water, the dam will still be nicker. So if it's as long as it's still a gallon of wine, not more than that, so there'll be Chayab Kisei Adam. What about Nisar v'dam behema? If it got mixed up with other dam behema, again, here also it's not recognizable. Zok the Mishnah tapa on beis, oy v'dam achaya, or with the dam of achaya, the dam hakaza Rashi says of achaya, dam of a wound of achaya, not the dam, obviously not the dam of shchita. That needs kisah dam also. So talking about it got mixed with dam behema, which is not chayim kisah dam, or dam achaya of a wound, which is not chayim kisah dam. So royin oisoi ki ilu hein mayim. The same thing, you look at the dam, the blood, the kilu, it's mayim. And if this blood that's chayim kisah dam would still be recognizable, still be nicker in this dam, and if it was water, so then you chayim kisah dam. Rabbi Yehuda argues on this last case. Last case, we got mixed up with dam behema, so it's mashma. If you have so much dam behema that if it would be water, it wouldn't be recognizable and not the kis. So he's like, Rabbi Yehuda, no, no matter how much dam behema, there's still be chayav kis adam because of the dam chaya. Rabbi Yehuda, ain't dam mevatal dam. The dam is not mevatal al adam because mim b'minoy ain't a bottle. So even though you did a shchita on a chaya, it's chayav kis adam, and it got mixed up with dam behema, even if it's a very big amount of dam behema that it wouldn't be recognizable, you're still going to be chayav kis adam according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because ain't dam mevatal dam because mim b'minoy lay bottle. Zoktamish Devaita, something that we had before, in the Gemara mentioned this Mishnah before. Dam anitas, if the dam spritches far away, v'shal asakin, or if it's on the knife, chayav l'chasos, yimechuyv du kisi adam. Om Rabbi Yehuda, emes av izman she'in sham dam elahu. That's only if there's no other dam besides for this dam that you have to cover it. Av yesh sham dam, shaloyu, patum l'chasos. Yehuda holds that if you have something to kisi adam on, it's fine. It's only if you have nothing to kisi adam on, then you have to mechaser the dam that's on the knife or flew far away. Then you have to do kisei adam on that. But if you have dam over here, that's enough to be able to kisei adam. It comes as a plug, it's Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda, if you have to mechasa all the dam. According to Tanakam, you have to mechasa all the dam. Even if you have already kisei adam, you have to do more. Masha'inkin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as long as you have some dam, that is sufficient, and the Gemara and Daf Peiches will discuss this part of the Mishnah. So at the Gemara. Gemara first will bring in a Mishnah from Masechtes Zvachim, that there, the Mishnah says din about dam nisar b'mayim, and I shaykh is down Mishnah a little bit. Tanan ha'osam dam shenisar b'mayim. If the dam zrika got mixed up with water, yesh b'maris dam. If the dam is still recognizable in the water, kosher. It's kosher for zrika and it's kosher for kapara. Nisar b'yayim got mixed up in wine. So royin oisai kiilu hu mayim. In the wine, you can't tell if it's recognizable, but you look at the wine, kilu, it's water, and if it'll be recognizable in this water, this amount of wine, that's water, then even the wine also, it's recognizable enough, even if you don't see it, and you'll make zrika. Nisar v'dam behema oy v'dam achaya. If it got mixed up with dam behema of chulin, Rashi says, or dam achaya of any chaya, because every chaya is chulin, because the thing is chaya is a carbon. So if it gets mixed up with other dam, which is not kachim dekadam, royin oisai, kailu mayim, look at also, kilo, it's water. And if it be recognizable in this amount of water, the dam is that amount of water that would be recognizable, then you still do zrika because the dam is not bottle. Rav Yehuda Eimer, even if it's a lot of dam behema of chulin, or a lot of dam achaya of chulin, it still is not bottle, ein dam bevatal dam, and you still can be mekayim the mitzvah zrika because it's not bottle. It's not bottle, dam is not bottle. Ah, you're throwing some dam that's chulin on the mizbeach. Good question. When you learn mizvachim, you have to handle that question. But in any case, he's saying that it's not dam, ain't dam avatal dam. Zot this whole din in the sugya of bittel that kozman it is nicker. If you could recognize the dam in the water, it's still kosher. There is a qualification to this. It's only if water fell into the dam. You had dam, yeah? The water fell in. And as long as it's still, the dam is still recognizable, the halacha is that it's b'chayiv and zrik. Zrik is kosher, and you can do zrika. But if the dam fell into the water, Rishon Batal. If the way it happened was, is the dam fell into the water. Now, at the beginning, when the dam falls into the water, it's not recognizable because it's very little amount. Until you have enough dam that it starts becoming recognizable. By that time, it's too late. Rishon Batal. And Rashi explains that in the next Rashi, we talks about next Amar, it's called Tzdichui, because by the beginning when the dam went in, it was Nitche. It couldn't be used. It wasn't kosher for dam Vazrika. Only after it became a bigger amount, it's Chayz V'Neir, and it became a big amount. But that time it's Nitche, and therefore it's not kosher Vazrika. Amra Papa, will it in Kisri in the Kain? When it comes to Kisri Adam, it's not like that. Ain't Dichui it's a mitzvah. That means by Kisri Adam, even if the you shecht it over water, and by the beginning it wasn't recognizable, but then it was enough dam that it became recognized. Look, you saw the Maradam in the Mayim, then it'll be Chayim in Kisri Adam, because ain't Dichui be mitzvah. Like Rashi says, Ain't a Kain, Shafil Nofal Dam Sech Mayim Chayim Lachases, Shaf Bisha Bottle, Venitcha, Rishon Rishon, even though by the beginning it was Bottle, Falachi Kasher, Holach Barabba, got more. Walk back up. As well. There's no dichuya to mitzvahs. So tomorrow weiter a related Indian. Omar Rav Yehuda Shmuel. Kol marad mimus. Anytime you have a marad mimus in the water, mechaprim, you could use it for a kapara. You could do a kapara, which means it could be kosher v'zrika. And number two, umachshirim. That it could be one of the Zayim Mashkin that are Machshir. We know that Dam is one of the seven Mashkin that are Machshir Paris and Zeram to be Mekabel Tumah. Something to be Mekabel Tumah, a fruit or a vegetable or wheat in order to be Mekabel Tumah has to get wet. So it needs one of the Zayim Mashkin. One of the Zayim Mashkin is Dam. So here, if the Dam falls into the water and it's still recognized and it's recognizable as Dam, it's considered one of the Zayim Mashkin. I can ask me, okay, and if it's not Dam, it's water, it's also one of the Zayim Mashkin. The Gemara will ask that Kasha. So number one is mechaprin, you can use it as a kapara. Umachshirim, it's machshir as dam. Vechayovim bekisu, you also yechayim kisa dam. That is Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel's memory. In fact, what exactly is Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel telling us? Mechaprin, telling us that the halacha is that it's kosher with zrika, tanina. It's a mishnah, we just learned it. Tanina, that it's you do kapara with zrika. Chayovim bekisu, is that a chiddush? Tanina, it's our mishnah also. Our mishnah is clearly that if the dam is recognizable in the water, it's chayim bekisa dam. So the Gemara Machshirim is Srichalei. The Chiddush is Machshirim. Machshirim is the Chiddush. That it's still called Zayim Mashkin. The Dam is called one of the seven Mashkins. It's called Dam in order to be Machshir. Right, the Gemara Machshir Nami Idam. If it's Malashach, if it's Dam, Machshir Machshir, Yimai Achshir Machshir. So who cares what you want to call it? Either way, it's Machshir. So what exactly is the Chiddush? So the Gemara Srichalei. The case was that it got mixed up with Megashamim, not regular water. And now the Megashamim was water that you never were machshavit. You never gave it a chashivas mashke. So therefore, only if it's dam could it be machshav. Because Allah is that Rashi first sets Shtel Zavek that it's enough to have that either you had it was Baratza in the beginning, that makes it into a mashke, or it fell into the Paris Baratza. One of them is enough. One of them was enough. So here, by rainwater, you never had a machshav on it not to make it into mashke and not to fall into Paris. Mashenke in the dam doesn't need machshav to make it into a mashke. That's a mashke automatically. Only water and tal and do need that. But dam is bechevtzel mashke, and therefore, as long as it's a mashke, it'll be machshir. So the Gemara says, the case was, shetamdu b'megasham. So afraid to my first of all, Mega Sham Nami, Kim the Shak of Rami, how did the rainwater get here? I must put it into a keli and brought it here. If I brought it, Akshavinu, that's already given a chashivas. Like we said, if it's a chashivas, if it's a rotzai in the beginning, that's enough already to give it a chashivas mashka to do hechsher. So here the Mega Sham already gave a chashivas. It rained straight into this bucket where the dam is, and you never gave it chashivas. And the chiddush is, that's the chiddush, that if it has a color of dam, it's called dam, and dam doesn't need to have a chashivas. Automatically a chashivas. And therefore, automatically, it's machshir. Because again, the dam has a chashivas mashke, you're not thinking about it, because it's automatically considered a mashke inherently, and therefore, it's machshir. So the chiddush is here, that we have a dam falling into the water. As long as it's color of dam, it's called dam. Even though it's mostly water, but if it's called dam, it's called dam. That's one pshat in what the chiddush of machshirim is. Rav Asi and Arbil Oimer, a different pshat in why it's a chiddush that's machshir, but it's a lot of the dhamma. It's talking about dam, blood, that got congealed, and then around the congealed dam, it gathered some water. So that was water there, and it was a good amount of water. See, the halacha is, if it has a maris dam, it's machshir. If not, it's not. Don't tell me it's water here. That's not called real water. That's water that separates from the blood. when the blood gets concentrated, the water separates. That doesn't have a din of mashke. So you have to come two outs of dam. So that's what I'm saying. If it has a color of dam, then it's machshir. If there's no color of dam, it's not water. It's not machshir either. The question was, manofshach, if it's water, it's also machshir. He says, no, here it's not water. Here it's not water. It's a lotal dam, it's not water. It's just the water that pools around the dam. That's not considered water. And the halacha is that it's only considered hechshir if it has a din dam. So that's the chiddush of Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, that if it has a mara dam, it's considered dam. We're talking about lotal dam. Once he mentions lotal dam, we'll say a certain halacha on this. Rav Yirmiyah Medifti Omer, Einish Karus. That if someone eats this dam, it's an oinish karis, but who dika kazayis? If there's a sheer kazayis of dam gomor, Rashi says, in this slotal dama, then there's a chi of karis. So it sounds like from Rashi, it's not enough if you eat a kazayis of the whole mixture of this concentrated dam together with the water. You have to eat concentrated dam of kazayis. Tosis brings down this Rashi as well, and he says, "Atzalatol dam kaiyik apiris v'kuntris." K'mash on the apis shakule dam, even if it's all dam, loy mechayev karis at the kazayis dam gomer. It has a kazayis dam gomer. It's not, you're not chayev karis, and the chiddush is, and that's the chiddush alone. He's saying the chiddush is you have to have. It's not enough just to eat the dam. You have to eat the kazayis gomer of dam, not the water that pooled around it, even though it's from the dam itself. The Ritva says a little bit different. The Kubbi, Shimon Tosfos, the Ritva says that the Chiddush is, even though there's so much water here, and there's more water, that's not enough dam, Kedei Achilas Pras, if you eat the dam, Kedei Achilas Pras, the Kazayis of the Pras, then you are Chayiv. That's what Ritva learns. The Rikvega learns a little different. Rikvega learns that you could be Mitzarif, the Kazayis, with the other things, Ayin Sham. But like upon him, Rashi is saying, it has to be dam gomer, and Tosfos speaks out, the Chiddush is that Dafka dam gomer, and not, the other part's not Mitzarif. Similarly, it says Tana, Mesita Tana, Matam Ba'oil. This Tzalat Dam is Matama Ba'oil. We know that dam of a mace is Matam Ba'oil. You have here this dam, and it got congealed, and the water gathered around it. The halacha is Matam Ba'oil, even though it's very watery. V'hudika Revius. But it has to have a Revius of Dam Gomer. It has to have a Revius of Dam Gomer. Then it's Matama Ba'oil. As long as it has that much dam in here, that's Matam Ba'oil. Tanan also, I'm going to the Mishnah, which the Rash in Machshirim says there's no mission like this, it must be a brisa. So Tanan Hasam, kol mashke hameis tahirim. All liquids of a mace are tahirim. Chutz medame. That means, like Rashi gives an example, if the tears from a mace or the chalav from an isha is left over after she dies, from a mace, chalav from a mace, milk from a mace, or tears from a dead person is not metame. The only thing that's metame, the only liquid that's metame from a mace is dam. That's it. Another halacha, v'chol mara admimus shabayim metam boil. Any mara admimus, which means like Rashi says, salat adama, if it's congealed dam and has water around it, as kozman has a red color, the halacha is, it's tame like dam. Chol mara admimus shabayim metam boil. Umashka hameis, in fact tomorrow, mashka hameis tahirim. So that's what the Brisa says. And Brisa b'chash to us, that the liquids of a mace besides for its dam is tahirim. Break the mashka hameis tahirim, braminu masu akasha. We have over here a Mishnah Masechtas Tful Yoyim that says like this: Mashke Tful Yoyim Kimashkin Shenegei Behem. The liquids of a Tful Yoyim, which means his spit, his tears of a Tful Yoyim. Who's a Tful Yoyim? Tful Yoyim is someone who was Tamei, went to the mikveh already. He's waiting for the hair of Shemesh, waiting for Shkia. So he always has a din of a Sheni Yiltumu. So Halach is anything that comes out of him is like Mashkin Shenegei Behem, like Mashkin that he touches. Now, usually, when a sheni touches a piece of food that's chulin, it's not tamei at all. But mashkin usually has a din that if a sheni, especially the rabbanon d'gadin, if a sheni touches a mashkin, it becomes a rishon. But tvul yoyim is the exception to the rule. A tvul yoyim that touches mashka is not tamei because he's a sheni. And even though usually the mashkin will become rishon, but not from a tvul yoyim. Tvul yoyim is more kuldik, and there's no din if a tvul yoyim touches a mashka, it's not tamei. So the Mishnah says like this. Just like if a Tvul Yoyim touches Mashke, it's not Tomei, the same thing, a Mashke that drips out of a Tvul Yoyim, naturally, like his Meir Glayim or a spit, the loch is, that will not be Tomei. Just like if he touches something, it's not Tomei. So Mashke Tvul Yoyim, Kim Mashke Shunagei Abraham, on top of Amud Aleph, Ve'elu Ve'elu Eimatamim, they're both not Matamim, not what he touches, and not what drips out of him. Both things are not Tomei. Veshar Kol HaTomeim, other Tomeim, Ben Kalim Saida, the cool digger to meim, ben chamurim, side of chom digger to meim, mashkar yates meim, ke mashkar negebehem. Anything that comes out of them has the same din as mashkar negebehem. So, for example, someone with a tummy sheretz, that makes him, if he touches a sheretz, makes him a rishon l'tumma. If he touches a mashkar, it becomes a rishon. Same thing. The mashkar comes out of him also be a rishon. Because mashkar yates meim, ke mashkar negebehem. Ve'elu ve'elu t'chila. and they are both considered a rishon, because we said that any time a tummy touches a mask, it turns into a rishon. So here also, the mask of Yitzchak will also be a rishon, just like if he touches a mask, it will be a rishon. Besides for the maskers that I actually have a tumma, there are certain maskers which have a tumma. But a regular tummy that touches a maskin is the mask becomes a rishon. Same thing comes out of him will be a rishon as well. That means a person with a tummy sheretz, and he has maskin coming out of him. So Allah will be that will be the maskin man will have a din of a rishon. Maskin and tful yom is nothing. So we really have three levels of maskin. Maskin comes out of tful yom is not tummy at all. Mashkin that comes out of a Tomei Sheretz, a person's Tomei Sheretz, will be a Rishon. Mashkin that comes out of certain things will be Avatoma. What are those Mashkin? We said, Chutzim HaMashkin Avatoma. So there's four different cases of Mashkin Avatoma. First of all, the Dam of a Mace is Avatoma. The Mace is Avi Avoysatoma. The Dam of a Mace is Avatoma, that's number one. The Shechva Zera of every person is also Avatoma. And the Mayonis Hazav are also Avatoma. His Roik and his Meimir Aglayim, and his Shevach Hazera also, but that's included every person. So we have Zov, Roik of the Zoyv and Roik and Meiraglov, which are actually three things. The Zoyv, what comes out of him, the discharge of the Zov, and the Roik and the Meiraglov, and the Shevach Hazera of every person. Those four things are all Metama, like Avatoma, and Dam Shalmei. So it's five things really. Now, what's an example of something coming out of a Zov that would only be a Rishon? That would be the other things that are not those three things. For example, tears, or a wound, or the Chalav of Isha, that's a Zov, will all not be an Avatoma. That would be a Rishon. Now, when it says in this Mishnah, Ben Kalim, Ben Chamurim, Mashka Yitzmem, Kemashka Negebem. What's Kalim, what's Chamurim? My Kalim, my Chamurim. My Lav, Kalin is a sheretz of Zav. That's more cool. And the Chamurim is Mace, which is Tommy 7 days. And what do you see? That on Chamurim we're saying Mashka Yitzmem is a Rishon. Now it's not talking about the Dam. The Dam is Avatoma. So it must be from here you see that Mashkim tears or milk that comes out of a Mace is Tommy. We said before it's not Tommy at all. Here we see it is Tommy. It's like a Rishon. It says Kalim and Chamurim, the Mashkin, HaYitzmem, Kemashkin Gebem. Who's Kalim Chamurim? Kalim is a sheretz, a Tommy sheretz and a Zav. And Chamurim is a mace. That's Chamurim is a mace. So I'm going to lie. Kalin is Sheretz v'chamurim. Kalin is Sheretz. V'chamurim is a Zav. A Zav is Mochabah. It's Shemekin, it's a carbon. So a Kaponim. And that's the case. Sheretz, Mashkin, Yitzhak, is Tomei. And also a Zav also, even the other Mashkin is Tomei. So Gemara says, Vayta like this. Maishto Zav, the Gozer Rabbanon. Why by Zav? We're going on other things that come out of him, the tears and the milk, it's only the Rabbanon, because the rice only the mayonnaise shows off Atoma, it's taka avatoma. But why the Rabbanon make a gzera by a Zav that her milk and his wounds are tame, and by mace you didn't do it? You only make gzera on the dam. You know, the dam is the rice, you only have the mashke of the dam, but all the mashkes are saying a tahira. Why? Why don't we make a gzera? So Gemara says like this. Zav, a Zav that people, he's alive, and people are not separate, it's not so nicker also. So there we want to give it more tumma, they shouldn't make other things tumma, because people don't separate naturally from him. Masha Inke Mace, the Bedinian Shmenei, Loi Gaz Rabbanon. A Mace, naturally, people keep away from a Mace, and therefore they weren't Geyser on the other Mashkayas, and Midraisi have Dam, but the other Mashkayas are not Geyser because people naturally keep away from a mace, and therefore the bottom line is that the mashkin shel mace, besides the dam, is not tame, and they weren't guys on it, even midrabanan.